This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Saturday marks 9 years since the horrific 9/11 terrorist attacks on our nation. On that day, of course, 19 radical Islamist terrorists affiliated with Al-Qaeda hijacked 4 U.S. airliners, crashing 2 of them into the World Trade Center in New York, a third into the Pentagon, and a fourth was headed also for Washington, D.C., most experts believe, until it was forced to crash into a field when the passengers finally revolted against their hijackers. On the one-year anniversary of those attacks, I spoke with a survivor of the attack on the Pentagon, then-U.S. Navy Captain Tom Joyce, and I began our conversation by asking him to recount the moments leading up to the attack on the Pentagon and the chaotic aftermath that followed.
We had been watching the first airplane go into the World Trade Center on the news, and everybody was gathered around the television. I think it was Fox News we were watching, and we all saw live, as most of America did, that second airplane fly into the second tower. I immediately picked up a phone and called a friend of mine who was working in the Navy Command Center in the Joint Staff, and just asked him if he had any idea what was up, and he said, "It looks like those airplanes may have been hijacked." So I put the phone down and turned and said, "You know, it looked like a coordinated attack. We could be a target here. Obviously, we couldn't leave our post, but we were just waiting to see what the next event would be." And of course, the airplane then hit the Pentagon about 45 minutes later, and it took us quite a bit of time to get everybody out. We were on the fifth floor on the D ring, the second innermost ring on the Pentagon, and that airplane hit right below us and actually transited right underneath us all the way through and came out close to the B ring. So we took a lot of the impact of the initial attack, and then we had smoke and fire immediately from all the burning jet fuel and had about 100 people to get out of our office.
Of course, military personnel, sir, are trained to be able to respond to just about any sort of situation, but in a completely chaotic event like this, what went through your mind? What did you rely on in order to determine how to respond to this once it had taken place?
Well, you hit it right on the mark. I think, if anything, the military, everybody seemed to be willing to jump in and take leadership or find a place where they could serve immediately. We knew we had significant injuries, and so many people went and grabbed stretchers or began to apply first aid. Others went for fire hoses. Others were just trying to pull people out of the wreckage. And it seemed like everybody just kind of took charge and took a leadership position and tried to get as many people to safety and those who were injured to get them medical attention very quickly.
In the wake of a traumatic event like this, Captain Joyce, many people have a whole lot more questions than answers. Where and how did you find the strength personally and professionally to move on?
Well, as a Christian, I found my strength from God Almighty, from the Lord, and I think we were able to use that as well to have other people renew their faith in God and to be able to share some things about God being in complete control. But I'll also be honest with you, tell you, Greg, that we knew when that second or third airplane hit that we were at war and that we had a lot of work to do. In fact, the very next morning, while the Pentagon was still burning out of control, everybody, at least in our office, showed up at 6 o'clock the next morning on the morning of the 12th to see where we needed to be plugged in to start the war effort. And we didn't hesitate a bit. We kept going. We didn't attend a single memorial service or funeral, even though we had lost many friends and coworkers. There was a war going on, and we had a big part to play.
Let me follow up on both of the points you were just elaborating on there, Captain Joyce. First of all, as it relates to your faith, oftentimes in a time of crisis, it drives some people a whole lot closer to God, and unfortunately others grow more distant spiritually. What message of hope did you try to share with your family, friends, coworkers, subordinates, and everyone else, really, of course, who was really shaken by this horrific terrorist attack?
Well, let me hit really with what I share with my family, and that probably started all off. I just had this overwhelming sensation when I was finally making my way home on the afternoon of the 11th that I was the spiritual leader of my home, and my wife and 4 children would be waiting there to see not only was I there alive and without injury, but they wanted to know what was up. You know, why was all this happening? You know, was God in control? And I was able to share with them some verses from Psalm 91, which is really the security of the believer. And I said, you know, your dad, and to my wife, I said, your husband saw the shadow of the Almighty today as God protected me when that attack occurred on the Pentagon. And then over the next couple of days and weeks, we were able to share that with a number of co-workers and colleagues and friends and family members, extended family members, who really had a lot of searching questions. be able to tell them that, look, God is in complete control. It's not a thing those terrorists or hijackers did that God didn't know about. And he continues to be on the throne in complete control.
Captain, you mentioned earlier how you and many of your colleagues really didn't have any time to process and grieve over the loss of your colleagues because, of course, we were immediately on a war footing and just weeks later at war with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. How would you describe the resolve and the dedication, the outlook of those working at the Pentagon in the immediate days after that last year?
You know, I think if you looked at the E-ring, the outer wall of the Pentagon, it probably sums up our resolve in that just a year ago on September 11th, that outside of that building from the fifth floor to the ground floor was torn down as a result of the hijacker. And if you go out there today, you see that building is rebuilt. And it looks like nothing ever happened. And that's just the spirit, I think, of all the people here in the building and all of our military people on the cutting edge all around the world, is that we refuse to be put down by a number of isolated terrorism incidents, that we are a strong country, we believe in a strong sense of freedom, and nothing at all will be able to take that away from us.
My conversation on 9/11/2002 with then U.S. Navy Captain Tom Joyce, who was in the Pentagon when American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Western Face on 9/11/2001. Mr. Joyce is now a pastor at Emmanuel Bible Church in Springfield, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.